Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's please rise for the pledge and invocation. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Salido?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. I would like a motion to dispense with our agenda to allow the students from Niles Middle School to present.
Second.
By Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. Julian. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. I know Mrs. Thigpen, our school superintendent, is here, as well as a board member, Mrs. McMahon, and the middle school principal, Mr. Riegel. But I'd like to turn it over to Mrs. Briegel, who I've known for just a few years. Mrs. Briegel, are we going to have to see the presentation here? So we're going to have to move to see the screen.
And,
okay.
State of the Mahoning River, pH, the potential of hydrogen. The pH scale. Definition of pH. The pH scale ranges from a value of 0, very acidic, to 14, very basic, with 7 being neutral. The pH of natural water is usually between 6.5 and 8.3. Most aquatic organisms are adapted to a specific pH level and may die if the pH of the water changes even slightly. Why does the pH vary? The pH varies throughout the day. During the day, when the sun is out, water plants carry on photosynthesis. This releases extra oxygen into the water. This extra oxygen can result in pH readings in the basic side of the pH scale.
During the night, when photosynthesis is not taking place, plants perform only respiration, releasing carbon dioxide into the water. This carbon dioxide combines with water to produce carbonic acid. Most aquatic ecosystems range between 6.5 and 8.3 pH during a 24-hour period. Our results. We tested the pH level of the Mahoning River 28 times, and as a result, they all came back with the same result of a 7, which is a natural, which is neutral and an excellent result.
Um,
the state of the Mahoning River coliform bacteria. Cameron Warren
and Sebastian Tomko.
What is coliform bacteria? Coliform bacteria are organisms that are signs of feces from warm-blooded animals present in the water.
Facts about coliform bacteria. Coliform doesn't directly affect aquatic life. Make sure to maintain proper hygiene. Wash hands after touching coliform contaminated water, especially before eating. Coliform bacteria is high after heavy rain and in slow-moving rivers.
More facts about coliform bacteria. Check water quality before boating or swim. Make sure all cuts are covered on body, and do not drink the water. Coliform does not directly cause sickness. Mahoning River results. We tested coliform bacteria in the Mahoning River 5 times. We got a positive, meaning yes, there is some coliform bacteria in the Mahoning River.
Control results. We tested tap water for our control, which tested negative, which means yes, the tests we did are accurate.
These are some coliform bacteria charts. So we got positive, which means it was a 1, which means 4. Our desirable is less than 1,000. Our permissible is less than 5,000. And the water use can only be used in boating or swimming. I meant boating or fishing.
Images of the Mahoning River. Sebastian Tomko.
Cameron Warren.
Are talking, it should come to me.
State of the Mahoning River, dissolved oxygen.
What is dissolved oxygen? Dissolved oxygen is the amount of oxygen in the water available for aquatic life.
Dissolved oxygen is dependent on amount of photosynthesis taking place. The more photosynthesis that takes place, the more oxygen there will be in the water.
Temperature of the water, hot versus cold. Cold water can hold more oxygen than hot water, so the colder the water is, the higher the dissolved oxygen level.
Rate of decomposition. The warmer it is, the faster decomposition will happen. composition requires oxygen.
Reliability. This dissolved oxygen rate is 91 to 110, which is rank 4, which is excellent. This was tested 28 times.
Pictures. Dissolved oxygen bubbles in the water, and then some pictures of the Mahoning River.
Thank you for listening. This slideshow was created by Emma Marcinko, Hope Nguyen, Sayer Tiptim. Thank you for your time.
State of the Mahoning River, Nitrate, by Madeline Madig, Mackenzie Mecklen-Corson, and Ariel Damon.
Definition. Nitrate is a nutrient needed by all organisms, both plant and animal, to build protein.
What causes nitrates to be in the water? Sewage is the main source of excess nitrate added to natural waters, but decomposition also adds nitrate into the waters. If the water is colder, the decomposition will slow down, resulting in less nitrates in the water.
What happens if there are too many nitrates in the water? Extra nutrients like nitrate can increase plant growth and decrease the dissolved oxygen count in the water. It also harms aquatic life.
Our results. Our end result equals a 5 ppm, which is a fairly good rank on the scale. The same test was completed with the same result 28 times, and that is just the chart for the, which shows that it's fair. Here are some pictures of the Mahoning River that we happened to find. State of the Mahoning River, Phosphate, by Jonah Lasher, Chris Damon, and Jack Bixley.
Some of the people that are here are absent, so me and Cameron are subbing for them. The definition. Phosphate is a nutrient needed for plant and animal growth. and it is also a fundamental element in metabolic reactions.
Sources of phosphate. Phosphate can also come from manure, wastewater, stormwater, runoff, and detergents. Problems with high levels of phosphate. High levels of phosphate can lead to overgrowth of plants, increased bacterial activity, and decreased dissolved oxygen levels.
Reliability. We got a 4 ppm, which is 2, which is fair. When we tested the phosphate, it was completed 28 times with the same result. Here are some images of pictures of phosphate.
Conclusion. Phosphate is a nutrient that is used for organisms' growth and is an ester for phosphoric acid. Too much phosphate can lead to plant overgrowth and more bacteria activity.
Okay, state of the Mahoning River, BOD.
Made by Jason Hayden and Joseph Tarbay. These people are also absent. We are substituting for them.
BOD, the description of BOD. BOD measures the amount of dissolved oxygen microorganisms to consume to decompose organic matter in a water sample, typically over 5 days at 20 degrees Celsius.
Why is BOD important? BOD is important because it measures the strength of the organic material in water that can be decomposed by microorganisms under aerobic conditions. The test is a measure of the oxygen that aerobic microorganisms need to break down this organic matter.
Facts about BOD. BOD is a key indicator for assessing the quality of water bodies, like lakes and rivers, including the Mahoning River. BOD also helps it to determine the contamination level in wastewater and helps monitor the effectiveness of wastewater treatment process.
What are the results of BOD? When we tested BOD, we tested it 5 times with a score of 4 ppm, which is 3, which is good.
Mrs. Briegel. Mrs. Briegel. Just like when I was her principal. Yeah. She just walk away, does what she wants.
Thank you.
Mrs. Briegel, it's always a pleasure to see you. To our young people, what impresses me the most is you folks were given a problem. You went out. You researched it. You provided us with data to inform us on the problem. And the results are that, and I know this makes the mayor very happy, with the project and council very happy, and I'm sure the community, with the research you've done and showing the viability and the rejuvenation of the Mahoning River. So we're thrilled that you came and joined us, and I'm more equally impressed with your willingness to stand in front of a bunch of strangers, articulate well, speak well, you held yourselves well. Oh, yes, you did. You should be very proud of what you've accomplished here. It's not easy to stand in front of a room full of strangers and speak. So to Mrs. Briegel, our Niles Middle School family, we thank you. And we could not be more proud of our school and the students in the Niles City Schools. So congratulations to your fine presentation and what you shared. Gay, I know you. I'm sure you will. So thank you. We'll let you take a minute to head out. Mr. Riegel. At this time, acceptance of the minutes is in order.
Motion.
Moved by Joy and seconded by Waddell to accept the minutes and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications.
First, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense for August 2025.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Second. Moved by Joy and seconded by Salido to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
And last, from the auditor's office, the check report by check number for August 2025.
Motion accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Public remarks on agenda items. Public remarks on agenda items. In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Council committee reports.
I have none.
Next order of business is the presentation of this evening's legislation.
Draft number 142-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1159 ETQ titled Small Box Discount Store and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Salido for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Yes. Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion for adoption.
Second.
Johnstone seconded by Sheely. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
142-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 143-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance 1160 ETSEQ titled Self-Service Storage Facility Establishments in the City of Niles, Ohio and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
Johnstone seconded by Sheely for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Salido seconded by Johnstone. Adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 143-25 has been adopted after its reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 144-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 351.16 and declaring an emergency.
Motion for third reading.
Second.
By Shealy, seconded by Julian for a third reading. Questions or comments?
Yes, Bob, could we just talk about this just a little for the crowd, what that amendment is?
That's to add trailers in addition to inoperable vehicles, the definition of trailers, so that we can also cite those as well.
Thanks, Phil.
Any others? Call the roll for a third reading, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lasek?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Shealy, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 144-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present this evening's consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 152-25, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for Summit Supply for emergency repair of a water main break. Draft number 153-25, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for Mainline Electric Company for emergency replacement of damaged switches. Draft number 154-25, an ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request for Lee's Excavating Incorporated for emergency valve replacement. Draft number 155-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a contract and appropriate the funds for the Waddell Park Track Improvement Project. Draft number 156-25, an ordinance authorizing Water Fund 501 appropriation of transfers for debt repayment. Draft number 157-25, an ordinance authorizing the safety director to accept a donation from VFW Post 2074 and appropriate the funds into the police and fire fund for equipment purchases. Draft number 158-25, an ordinance authorizing the direct purchase of a 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, accepting the trade-in value of the current vehicle and authorizing the appropriation budget transfer of various funds to purchase the vehicle. Draft number 159-25, an ordinance authorizing an appropriation from the unappropriated general fund for the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, the CIC, to advertise vacant property for redevelopment. Draft number 160-25, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a sand server replication for disaster recovery through M&J Technology Ohio, STS contract number 534354. Draft number 151-25, an ordinance authorizing an audit transfer adjustment, converting the cemetery interfund loan balance to a transfer. Draft number 162-25, an ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to enter into an annexation agreement with Guiramar Properties for an expedited Type 1 annexation. And draft number 163-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated sewer fund for the Brown Street Pipe Relining Project.
Motion to suspend.
By Julian, seconded by Salido for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business are general comments. Would anyone in the audience like to address council? for general concern. Mr. Strong?
Hi, I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue. I want to state this right off the bat. This is not a political thing that I'm about to ask. Some may view it that way, but it simply is not. I would like to see the city of Niles on October 14th fly the flags on the city buildings at half-mast. That is the national day to remember Charlie Kirk. And that is what that's the only thing I really wanted to ask, was that council, mayor, whoever, all of you as a whole, consider that. Because when you take the politics out of it, it's a great thing. And it's our country's loss. So I think it would be fitting. That's it.
Thanks, sir.
I would think that that'll be an administrative decision.
We'll follow the orders of the governor of Ohio as far as flying the flag at half staff.
Fair enough.
Anyone else? Mike?
Just want to touch base on dealership being built.
Say your name, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Michael Cricks. Sorry. I just wanted to touch base on the dealership being built. I thank you guys for keeping what they did retain on the back of Shaw Road there. And, I met with Duke Wheeler yesterday, and we discussed them carrying on the berm, or the berm that they're building off the backside, and bringing that around up towards Shaw and over where the detention ponds are going to be. And then have trees on top of that. So we're trying to shoot for at least a 20-foot mound there, and then get some kind of arborvitae or something on top of that to try to deaden the sound. Because now that they open that up, we hear everything from 422 at this point. So if they can kind of carry, they're already doing it on the backside. If they can continue that all the way around to the detention pond, I think we would be happy with that if we can possibly get that.
I want to thank you. I know Aaron has been on top of this, and we spoke with your office, myself and Dave DeCristofaro, their county engineer, the other day, and there was the concern initially was some of the woods was supposed to be undisturbed, and but then you have kind of improvised by saying you're going to make it a little bit higher now to affect the noise. So.
Yeah, the property that we thought was just kind of angled differently, but yeah, if they can, you know.
There was a discussion over boundaries. I think Duke going up there yesterday, we were able to establish where those lines were to the best of your ability. I want to remind all the council that this took place roughly a year ago when they came in and made their presentation to council, and we had requested the existing tree line to be undisturbed. That's what we were referencing. But we also, in that meeting, discussed the what you would call a traditional buffer that would have went in anyhow. This would have consisted of the mound as well as evergreens on top for the off-season, fall, winter, when those natural tree line loses its leaves. They were in agreement in that. So I know when you met with Duke, he was going to go back to them. They have not said they're not going to do it, so I, at this point, have all the confidence that they would honor what they told us when they stood before council a year ago. And I just wanted to remind all the council of that discussion because some time has passed.
Yeah, and my understanding is that the dealership has been more than gracious, saying whatever it takes, we're here to be partners and get this done. And Phil relayed that, and then I know that was said to David, and then I know they've been in contact. So I really appreciate the willingness you are to just make this as painless as possible, and it appears that discussion you started out with Aaron is just starting to get fruitful, and everything we heard on the from the engineer's office the other day, because they had went to the engineer about some concerns, everything seems to be I guess you can't say anything more than your words are, we're here to be partners and do whatever we can. So but we do appreciate that as a whole. I'm sure council will agree to that. So
the tree line, the buffer zone and the trees on top are going to extend entire length, because I'm the one that asked that. It came from here, because my experience has taught me over the years, from the top supermarket to up in Knob Hill, that we've had experience with this, making sure that, buffer zones are one thing, but when leaves fall off trees, you'll be able to see straight into there. So it sounds like everything's worked out, which is good. So, awesome.
Well, we're waiting for Duke to have final confirmation. There is no written agreement. That is our only concern at this point. With Duke reaching out and getting some sort of concrete...
time.
Do you need more time?
Yeah, he needs more time. For
no, Duke said about 3 o'clock, he said that he'd be reaching out there, and then with David as well, because they'd in about a week. Yeah, you're right, more time. He said about another week or so, want to tour through.
No, he needs more time by rule.
Motion for 3 minutes.
Well, it's two now, but okay, moved by Salito. By Lastic. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
Yeah, everything. I think that's good as long as that can get in writing or something, you know, established when he meets with him again. And Duke did say that when he gets back in town again that we'll meet together and kind of that they're going to kind of cover everything that we want covered. So as long as that can happen, I think we'll be okay, and everybody on Shaw would be happy to do that. So.
You know, I would like to state, too, that this is a big shock for it, right? Not just Shaw condos, but there is another neighborhood that's affected as well. These are difficult circumstances to take, right? The development and the movement forward of our city is exciting, but there is also another side to that sword, right? So I'm sympathetic, and we need to make this as painless of a transition as we can, and we appreciate your cooperation through the whole thing. Mayor's office has been great. Housing and zoning has been great. Hyundai has been great. I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't conform to what we're asking.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to address council? Anyone? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, this order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none.
One quick comment, Mr. President. I do want to publicly thank Mr. Dave Shealy and his team at the local VFW for their generous donation of $12,000 to our safety forces. It seems to be a reoccurring donation, so we are appreciative of that and everything that they do for our local veterans. Not only the Niles community, but surrounding communities, and also the donations that they provide to our youth groups as well. So thank you to the VFW for that. That's all I have.
So Nikki, can you and Phil collaborate and send a letter to Niles Middle School thanking the students for their presentation and just sign our names on it so they get it in the mail, extending our appreciation for the information, et cetera. Thank you.
I have no comment.
George? Ann? Thank you. Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnston?
Yeah, I'd have two things I'd like to touch base on. Two events coming up here in October. The Niles Historical Society, in conjunction with the Thomas House, they put together a summer market last year. It was on June 29th. It was very well attended. It was blistering hot, but it was still packed, and they did a great job. They're doing another one now. It's going to be Sunday, October 12th at noon. I'm very excited to see what this is like now that the weather is hopefully a little more cooperative and not blistering hot. So I just wanted to let everybody know, Sunday, October 12th at noon at the Thomas House, they're going to have a fall market and fundraiser, and it should be a great event. The other thing I'd like to highlight coming up is the Niles McKinley Library Museum is going to do their 6th annual Halloween party and pumpkin walk. We've done this now, I don't even know, 4 years in a row. It is always well attended. It is always well put together. The crew over there is fantastic. That's going to be Saturday, October 18th at 5 p.m. And I encourage, if you have kids, to stop on out. It is a fantastic evening.
Ms. Shealy?
Yes, just to add a little bit to what the mayor said earlier about the VFW, I'd like to just tell everybody, stop down there sometime and visit these guys and get to know them. Our veterans do quite a bit for this community right now. I have seen a lot of things happening. You know, the donations that they have been giving to the community, to our safety services. Also, it's our veterans, you know, they sacrifice a lot for us. They've all sacrificed quite a bit for this nation. And, you know, it could be just a time to sit down with them, get to know them, and, you know, honor them for what they've done for us, as well as what they're doing for the community. And there's a lot of things going on good down there at that VFW. They put in a really nice bocce court. There's a lot of things going on for those guys down there. And it's all about camaraderie with those guys. You know, our veterans, I hold them in a lot of high esteem. You know, my brother, uncles, my nephews, my son, all serving or have served in our United States military, as well as a few sitting here with us today. And I just encourage you, stop down there. You can become a social member and get to know the guys and see what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Borch?
No comment.
Julian?
No comment.
Lasting? Mr. Salito?
A couple of things, yeah. I've gotten to know Mr. Dave Shealy. I have became a member down there, and they are first class. I mean, they've donated. They're constantly on top of finding ways to give to the city, and they're just really a true blessing to the city. So, obviously, I've known James, but I didn't know his brother, and he's just as a super guy, and the BFW as a whole is just great people. I want to thank Public Grounds, Aaron, Council as a whole for following through. I know we had a lot of deliberation. There was mixed feelings and discussion and everything else about the track getting resurfaced at Waddell Park, but I think that's going to be a great thing. I think it's going to help the Little Red Dragons, but primarily it's going to help the citizens of Niles to get this done because of the divots, the park has came a long way, so we might as well finish it off. So I'm pretty happy to see council as a whole go ahead and follow through with this.
To adjourn by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Shealy. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Todd, I let you go this time.